我们先念诵《般若波罗蜜多心经》，这小本的法本第三面。般若波罗蜜多心经，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄。舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减。是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得。以无所得故，菩提萨陀以般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提。故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：嘎帝嘎帝帕拉嘎帝帕拉僧嘎帝菩提萨埵。接着我们要念诵的是我们在学的这个法本功德本颂。你也可以用英文的版本自己念，在这个红色的 Essential Buddhist Prayers 第137面，137面。好，我们是以华文念诵的。功德本颂，唯愿加持令我先善见，于诸功德之本恩惠主，如理依止是乃道之根，然后精进恭敬成依止。唯愿加持令我先体悟，一次所得此善有暇深，难得有益，然后不间断，昼夜升起取其精华心。唯愿加持令我先念此，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且确知黑白业诸果，事后跟从犹如影随形，然后令我时时不放逸，众恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具。唯愿加持令我先认清，世间圆满住过众苦门，不可依赖享受不厌足，然后勇猛追求解脱乐。唯愿加持令我善巧用，由彼清净心令所引发，正念正知极大不放逸，主修教法根本别解脱。唯愿加持令我先观察，诸母有情同我落有海，然后安息殊胜菩提心，复合救度众生之重担。唯愿加持令我先善见，若仅发心却于三种戒，不去修持不能成菩提，然后精进勤学佛子律。唯愿加持令我心流中，心念于诸妄境之调举，并且如理四察真实意，迅速升起止观双运道。唯愿加持令我于共道修成法器，遂令顺利入诸圣中最殊胜金刚圣，彼具善缘众生正精度，彼时加持令我真确知，所谓清净誓言及律仪，乃是成就二细地之本，宁可不顾生命护守之。于是加持令我先通达续不精要及二次地心，然后遵照圣者之教诲，坚定勤修四座瑜伽法。唯愿加持令我诸如是开示贤圣道之善知识，如理修习道理皆长寿，并愿内外障碍尽平息， 愿愿世世不离真上师，愿愿随时享有圣正法，并于地道功德圆满后续宿正得金刚持果位。
So, so do the short meditation. They start with the breathing meditation. So, try to keep your back straight. Then breathe gently. So then focus your mind on the breath. Then any tension or unhappy in your mind, then and let it go. Okay, when you breathe out, then visualize that all the problem came out from your mind or body, you know, visualize like that clearly, okay? So you do this few minutes, yeah.
现在呢，同样的，我们做一个简短的共修。我们做什么呢？就观察我们的呼吸。在这个呼吸观里面呢，最重要就是背要挺直，然后呢，很放松的去呼吸哦，不要故意很用力的。然后将我们心呢，远离我们的原著源于我们的呼吸，然后我们尽量放松，如果几根神经绷得比较紧的话，把它放松一下，然后把万缘放下，然后专注的呼出去，吸进来，将我们的身心都能够很轻松、很清明的状态下去做这个呼吸观。
So like that, breathe out, breathe in, and breathe out. So then, like that, letting go all the tension in the mind, unhappiness, you know, stress, you know, in the mind. So just letting go, you know, come out from your mind, body, you know, dissolve into the empty space. Then you feel nothing there, you know, then feel joy, happy, okay?
所以呢，专注我们的呼吸什么呢？呼出去的时候，我们总是呼出去；吸入呢，我们总是我们吸入。然后通过这个呼吸呢，专注于呼吸，我们放下所有紧张的情绪啊，所有的不愉快啊，所有的压力啊，等等等等，这万缘全部随着呼吸放下去。然后呢，我们身心呢能够放轻松，然后在我们的身心呢融于这个空中、空性中，好像虚空一样。然后呢，感觉到一种快乐的觉。
Okay, so through the breathing meditation, so learn how to let go. Okay, so this is important.
So, 呢，我们通过呼吸观这个方法呢，学习放下万缘。
So now, then with this, so now visualize in front of one space, visualize the Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, you know, golden in color, made of light, lively, you know, visualize that as clear as possible for a few minutes.
观想呢，前方的虚空呢出现本师释迦牟尼佛，金色相好，光明声，所以呢，你就是我们的明观，我们叫明观的几分钟。
So then, now visualize numberless of offering, you know, beautiful offering, such as flower, light, incense, you know, all beautiful objects. You know, you can visualize, you know, many as possible in entire universe, you know, like that. Visualize that.
接着呢，我们要观想供养本师释迦牟尼佛。我们观想所有上好的、美好的供养，比如说花供啊、香供啊、灯供啊，哦，拍得很整齐、很美、很漂亮、很庄严的。然后这些的供养呢，如云一般，遍满整个虚空。
Okay, so now that visualize that, visualize that you are making all this numberless offering to Guru Shakyamuni Buddha.
观想了自己呢，为本师释迦牟尼佛呢献上这些供养。
So now then, all the statue exists in this world. You know, which is represent the Buddha's body, thinking is the real Buddha Shakyamuni, is in every statue, and visualize the offering offered to each and every statue exists in this world.
接着我们观 醒了世界上的每一尊佛像，塑造的佛像，他们就好像真的真的本是释迦牟尼佛，就真的就出现在那边。所以您观想供养给每一尊世界上这个世界上的每一尊啊，本是释迦牟尼佛的佛像。
So next, then I can visualize numberless of offering, then make offering to all the scriptural exist, this wall which, which represents Buddha's speech.
其实呢，我们观想的供养给所有的世界，所有的佛经，因为佛经代表呢佛的语。
Next, I can visualize numberless of offering then offer to all the stupa exists in this world, which is represent the Buddha's holy mind.
接着呢，观想供养无数如愿的供养，供养于世界上的每一座佛塔。这佛塔呢，代表佛陀身与意的意。
So next, now we recite the Buddha Shakyamuni mantra 7 times. So that time, visualize, Buddha Shakyamuni in front of you. From there, nectar or light rays come out into yourself, and all sentient beings, then purified all the negative karma, accumulate from beginningless rebirth.
接着呢，持着这种观想，我们要念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒7次。在念诵的咒语的时候，能观想呢，本师前方虚空的本师释迦牟尼佛放出大光芒，并降下甘露。这光芒的甘露呢，进入我们的身体，还有围绕在我们身旁的所有的众生的身体，然后净化了我们从无始以来所积累的业障。
Sometime it's possible put your palm together thinking Buddha Shakyamuni, so thinking that you are making prostration, so then fully paid on the Buddha like that, so then nectar come from Buddha Shakyamuni into yourself, then purified all our negative karma like this.
在念诵咒语的时候呢，我们也可以双手合十啊，然后观想呢，我们是向本师啊顶礼，释迦牟尼佛顶礼啊，真的是做了顶礼。在念诵啊顶礼啊，接受加持的时候呢，那光芒和甘露呢进入我们的身体啊，所有众生的身体，然后净化了所有的业障。
Okay, so this is very, very powerful. When you think the Buddha Shakyamuni.Then, putting your palm together, making prostration. In this way, also you accumulate so much merit.
这是一个非常有力的方法，其实有力的修法。那当我们把双手双掌合十的时候，做顶礼的时候，表示顶礼的时候，就身顶礼，然后意也顶礼的话呢，这种方法可以让我们积累很广大的福德。
Okay, then also you chant Buddha's mantra loudly And also you purified so much negative karma. Then also you do visualization, then purified so much negative karma.
就呢，我们不只是嘴巴念呢，我们嘴巴念咒语啊，的身体合十呢，意呢观想啊，观想佛菩萨，这身口意三个合在一起，可以净化，这三合一可以净化我们长劫所积累的这些业障。
Okay, we chant. Okay, same time visualize. Then we chant together. Yeah.
所以我们一起念诵啊，一起做观想。他呀他唵牟尼牟尼玛哈牟那耶娑哈他呀他唵牟尼牟尼玛哈牟那耶娑哈他呀他唵牟尼牟尼玛哈牟那耶娑哈他呀他唵牟尼牟尼玛哈牟那耶娑哈他呀他唵牟尼牟尼玛哈牟那耶娑哈他呀他
So then, rejoice or feel happy, able to do this practice.
接着呢，我们可以随喜呢，能够升起，可以升起一种乐的觉受，因为我们做了这样的修行。
Then lastly, dedication due to this merit, may I quickly become like Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, free from all suffering. Not only that, able to guide each and every sentient being, free from ocean of samsara.
接着呢，我们要回向我们在通过这样的修行的短修呢所积累的功德。然后呢，把这功德的回向，让我们能够快速的成就本师释迦牟尼佛所证悟的功德，可以啊断除所有的痛苦，能够呢啊能够指导所有的众生，让他们能够快速的解脱轮回。
Okay, that is okay, that kind of shock, darling. Oh, yeah. Wow, wow, wow. So here, so I mean, just example what we do just now, you know, thinking Buddha Shakyamuni, you know, making offering, then, you know, purifying our negative karma. You know, like chanting, you know, very simple practice within, you know, 20 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour, you can do. It's very simple practice, but again, extremely powerful to accumulate merit, also purify our negative karma.
所以呢，就是刚才以我们刚才那个简短的共修为例子，就呢，我们在这个简短的共修里面呢，我们意念本师释迦牟尼佛，然后呢，我们对本师释迦牟尼佛做广大的供养啊，然后我们净化我们的罪业，过去世所积累的罪业，然后我们念咒语啊。这时候是非常简单的修行的方法，我们很短很短时间就能做了。我们可能要我们在家里如果自己做可以，可能花15分钟、20分钟，虽然简短，可是呢，这样的修行呢，却是非常强大、有利益的。它不只能够帮我们可以积累我们的福德，也可以同时净化我们的业障。
So this practice important, extremely important, you know, must accumulate merit much as possible. Then purify negative karma much as possible. You know, this two is extremely important to success our life.
这样的修行呢，其实是非常重要的，因为呢，它有双重的利益。第一呢，它可以帮助我们积累我们的资粮福德；第二呢，它可以净化我们所积累的罪障，还有我们的业障。所以，如果能够做到这一点的话呢，它能帮助我们在我们的生活中的取得成功。
So here, so. And this is just example, you know, then always familiarize with this kind of practice, you know, either Shakyamuni Buddha or any other, you know, whatever you are more comfortable. So then practice, you know, make this practice as part of your life. What I'm saying is, make this practice part of your life, you know, we enjoyable, joyfully, happily, you know. So that this is important.
所以呢，我们只是用就像是用这个例子呢，就刚才的修行的共修例子，做一个说明了，就是我们要使这样的修行的简单的方法呢，非常熟悉这样修行的方法。我们只是以释迦牟尼佛，本是释迦牟尼佛，以我们的修缘的对象。可是呢，你可以换啊，你可以换你的任何一尊你亲近的佛菩萨，就看你自己的跟他们的缘分。这样呢，就是要把这样很简短的修行呢，变成是我们生活的一部分。这样呢，我们每次去修的时候，我们都会感到很开心。
So, must, you know, must have some practice in daily life. You know, whatever feel comfortable, must have some practice in daily life. You know, so it's extremely important. Then, if you are this kind of habit, you know, familiarization with certain practice, that whenever difficult come, whether you get bad, sick, Even the worst, you know, the most difficult is the dying time. You know, that time you are able to practice because you are very used to your practice in your life. So then there's no difficulty. You know, time of sickness or time of the death, you know, you have very comfortable. You know, how much difficult, but you can practice, you know, able to relax your mind.
为什么这样说呢？就是其实我们要养成哦一种日常生活中有一些修行的方法，就要把一些修行方法呢融入我们的日常生活，每天呢都不断的去串习啊，然后养成一个好习惯，这点是非常重要的。为什么呢？当我们遇到在生活中遇到困难的时候，比如说我们遇到一个很难的、很烦的一个很棘手问题，或者是我们生了重病的时候，这最大的挑战呢，莫过于我们自己本身去面对死亡的时候。那时候呢，如果我们有非常熟悉的修行的方法，比如说那个刚才的简单的修行方法，因为我们非常熟悉了。就算面对最最大的困难，就死亡发生在我们身上，我们也可以很从容的去面对，就应用这个方法呢，在死亡的时候去这样的去修，哦，就可以放松心情，直接这样修，啊，它就可以帮助我们度过生命中的难关。
So like that, you know, like meditating on Buddha, for example, those very important also, you know, you have this very good meditation, like visualizing Buddha. Then, when you are sick, when you die, yeah, not difficult, you know, you can visualize clearly. You know.
So, 呢，当我们比如说让我们修这个观佛了，啊，我们观想任何一尊佛，就当我们生病的时候，或者当我们面对很痛苦的死亡的时候呢，我们因为我们串习啊，已经很熟悉了，所以呢，自然而然呢，我们就能观想啊，去能够去明观这个佛。
So what I'm trying to say is that, you know, we should have some kind of practice, you know, some. Of course, we have so many practice, but at least we have something, you know, daily what you do, very comfortable, effectively, you know, really touch your heart. You know, certain practice that we should have that. You know, then always familiarize with that. You know, so like that, then very good. You know, time of the death, you can focus your mind. When you're sick, also you can focus your mind and practice. You know, not so difficult.
所以呢，当我们在我们的日常生活中呢，有了一个我们不断的修行的方法，那每天我们都去练习啊，就我们都练得很，我很自然，练得很怎么讲，很顺的，练得很练的时候呢，心很清净的，而且呢，这个修行的这个练习的方法呢，对我们是有效的，而且能够触动我们的心灵的这样的修行的方法。这样每天不断的去串习啊，变得非常熟悉的话，这样当死亡那刻发生的时候呢，我们的心呢，自然而然就能圆念于我们这样的日常修行，它就会马上升起来了。所以呢，我们就不会觉得很困难。
So it's important, so like that. So otherwise, you know, if you don't have this good practice in daily life, then otherwise when you get sick, then that time, of course, automatically our mind arises, looking for some refuge. Then, of course, everybody recommends this good, that good, this good, you're confused. Same thing, time of the death, you don't haveSome, you know, good practice in your mind. Then, time of death, of course, people recommend this, that, you know. But of course, you're not used to that practice. What people recommend, that time is difficult. You can't practice. Impossible. Instead, you are totally lost yourself. You know.
这点为什么讲非常重要呢？如果我们在日常生活中呢，没有一个我们感到舒服很愿意去修，常常每天呢都愿意去做的功课，通常每天做我们就叫功课了，这是一个修行的方法。在当我们生病的时候呢，你要把你的心穿出来说，哦，现在我面对困难，我需要三宝啊，三宝帮忙，我要去修了。当你面对这样困难的时候呢，你就很难很难专心去修了，就可能到时候，比如说你面对死亡的时候，就很多好心人就出现了。哎呀，你要皈依啊！哎呀，这个修这个方法比较好。哎呀，修这尊佛比较好。哎，那尊佛比较好。到时候你的头这样转来转去转来去，然后你就忘了。因为当死亡发生的时候呢，他们都是很好心的嘛。可是这些东西你都没有修过嘛。那都讲修这个，哦，你修修修，分另外五分钟跟你讲，那到最后你不能，你要修什么？真的，你在真的乱成一团了。
Good, Jim, you start late and you don't fall asleep, you know. When I talk, you fall asleep.
是吗？发生过是吗？啊，对了，你看他们笑是因为他们懂吗？They love because they've gone through something like that.
So it's important, you know, it's really important. You know, so it's don't wait, you know, until last minute. From now on, when you are healthy, when you still you are healthy, still your mind is functioning, you know, pick up some practice, you know. So that is extremely important.
所以这点是非常重要的，不要等到最后一分钟啊，最后一分钟真的要跟世界说拜拜的时候才啊，要我要做一些东西。通常呢，我们修的话，那修这修行要可以见到效果哈、啊，你修行有效果吗？就通常是趁你的身体能够健康，但你的心智呢还是很正常的，不要说等于不用功啊，心智还是很正常的时候，就开始选一个你觉得舒服的、你喜欢的。去修啊。
Okay, so then, if you know you have some practice, you know, then time of the death you are able to practice like that, you know, peacefully, you know, then it's very, very wonderful, you know. You don't have so much difficult of dying, you know. So very, very relaxed, you know. You can let go, you know. Very relaxed, let go. You know, your death is joy, could say joyful death, you know, so could be said a joyful death. You know, you die with your practice.
所以如果平常呢，你就建立了这样的修行的方法，这修行呢，就刚才讲的短短五分钟其实就可以了。像当那个死亡发生的时候呢，你就可以自然的，你的那个修方法就自然出就升起了。这样你就明白，哎呀，那重要的时刻到了。现在我可以跟着佛安心去，你可以死得很放心了、啊，死得很放心。然后你这个，因为你真的就可以放下一切了，这样你会非常愉快的死去。
Okay, so like that. So this is something important. No, death will come. So this is.You know, we all know, you know. So it will come sooner or later. Nobody knows when it will come, but it will come, definite. You know, so we have to face that. And today or tomorrow, you know, we have to face that. We can't escape from there. So must be ready, you know. We know it's going to come, so make sure you are ready, you know, for that time.
所以我们知道呢，死亡啊，在我们这一生一定会发生，只是时间迟早的问题哦。有些比较迟，有些比较早。但是我们每个人都必须面对的，是我们逃也逃不了的。所以呢，我们现在就要做好准备。你准备好了吗 ？Auntie says she is ready.
Wonderful. So very good, you know. I mean, So very important. So like that, and also like Pure Land practices, also all about that. Very simple practice, Pure Land practice also. Because, you know, you have single-pointed devotion to Amitabha, you know. Then chant, pray, like that, you know. You're very comfortable with that. So you practice like that. The time of the death also you have this very competent in yourself, you know, because whole life you devoted to Amitabha Buddha. Time of the death, of course, then you can see Amitabha Buddha. You know, if after the death, in part of time, you will see Amitabha Buddha. Then Amitabha Buddha will guide you to Amitabha Pure Land. You know, if you practice whole life, then time of the death, you practice like that, then the very high chance to go to Amitabha Pure Land, because you are whole life devoted on that practice, you know.
So, 所以他因为这样的积极地做那个功课，所以临终的时候呢，得到阿弥陀佛接引的机会呢是非常高的。
So like that. So, so last time, I think last class she was asking the five power. I think yeah. Oh, she was asking five power. Now she fall asleep today.
Andy, 问题 Andy. 上堂课你问的那个五力啊，五种力量，不是无力啊，不是no strength，不是无力，五力啊，五种力量啊啊，还记得吗？
5 power, yeah, she's asking, isn't it?
Never mind. She has forgotten. She asked about the 5 powers. Yeah, she's saying the power of seed, the power of familiarity.
Yeah, so I'll talk about that a little bit today, okay?
He's talking about these 5 powers called the power of white seeds, the power of familiarity, the power of antidote. 牵引力不懂是什么呢?
Okay, and
something like that.
Okay, I understand. Huh?
Yeah.
So, so here, when you say power of seat, you know, when you say power of seat, yeah, one is that, yeah, power of seat, so that means idea is that, so accumulating merit. You know. So that means live positive imprint. the virtuous imprint in the mind.
Okay, 这个白法种子力呢，主要是指在我们的一生当中，我们该积极去积累福德资粮，然后呢，我们要在我们的心识里面呢，或心流里面呢，留下了这个善的习气。
So like that. So here, of course, daily life, of course, is extremely important, you know, to create merit, you know, virtuous karma much as possible, you know. So then you have the power of the seed, you know, when a strong power, the seed of virtues in your mind, so that called power of the seed.
就通常我们讲业或者讲资粮啊，其实呢很重要一点就是这些东西呢是要在我们每一天的日常生活中去积累，所以在我们每一天的生活中呢，我们要去积累这个福德资粮，要尽量的去造那个善业，这样呢我们就会在我们的心流啊心识里面呢种下很深很重的这善的习气的种子，所以呢这个就叫做白法种子力。
So, one is powerful object is the Buddha Dharma and Sangha. You know, so making daily offering, you know, or offering of meditation, or, you know, physically or mentally, you can make offering to Buddha Dharma and Sangha. So this way, so you accumulate extensive merit, you know, so able to leave, you know, extensive virtuous imprint in your mind.
所以有一个非常重要的或很重要的我们的积福的对象或积福的我们讲我们的福田，我们的福田就是三宝，就每天呢我们对三宝做出供养，这供养呢可以是真的摆在那边的供养，也可以是我们的用我们的意啊，我们的意识啊去做这个供养，所以可以是真实的供养，就是物品啊，跟物品啊，也可以是我们用意身意，我们意识化现出来的供养。这样呢，如果能够这样做的话，我们就可以积累很大的福德资粮，然后在我们的这身里面呢，种下很善的种子。
So here, when you say offering, no offering of practice, so that is, you know.Reduce our miserliness, you know. So this very, very powerful practice, you know, when you do well, so you're able to reduce the miserliness.
但这供养呢，也可以是我们的修行方面了，因为其实这真的是供养，或者意义的供养，也是修行的供养。这修行的供养，就应该减少我们的吝啬的心理。
Okay, so here, one of the important time of the death, extremely important is that, you know, time of the death, you know, able to offer or possession, whatever we have, you know, make sure, you know, don't attach any object, you know, or belonging or friend or whoever, you know, so time of the death, make sure you don't attach on that. So now, you know you're going to die, make sure offer, you know, either give charity or offer to the Buddha Dharma and Sangha or offer to the, make charity to the other. So idea is, you know, make sure you don't cling on any kind of object, you know, attach to the object. So when you do that charity or,offering to Buddha Dharma Sangha, so that's very, very powerful, you know, to reduce your attachment to object, you know. So offer, let go, you know, don't cling anything in time of death. So this is extremely important, you know.
So, 为什么讲就减少我们这个坚定的心理，就当尤其当死亡发生的时候呢，我们应该把我们身边的这所有的资产啊什么不要起那个贪执的心理，我们应该把这些东西全部供养出去，就也不要贪执啊，我们的亲戚啊朋友啊亲人朋友，为什么呢？因为你知道你要死了，所以这些东西都带不走的，所以呢你应该把你的资产啊所有财产啊你可能全部啊捐出去，捐给或贡献给所有的慈善机构啊，或者把它供养给佛法僧三宝。在死亡的时候呢，我们应该不要对任何的外境啊身外物这些东西起任何的执着。那因为三宝呢是很重要的福田啊，是强有力的福田，所以如果能够把这东西供养给三宝的话，它就可以强而有力的减轻我们的执着的心理啊，尤其是在死亡发生的时候，我们应该不对任何的外境的起任何的执着的心，这点是非常重要的。
So like that, you know, then charity or offer, you know, nothing clinging is important. The problem is if you cling on your possession or friendship or children or relative, if you too attach and cling on that, then, you know, then you die with strong attachment. You know, clinging on the object, then you don't have good rebirth, you know. So there's many stories, you know, in the sutra, you know, you were attached to certain object, what happened, you know. So there's one story told by the Buddha, you know, there's one monk, you know, who is too attached to his making bowl, you know, he's attached to that, then he died. Then after that, you know, he takes the snake inside the baking bowl, you know. So that kind of bad rebirth happened, you know, the monk was died and after rebirth inside his baking bowl because of that. Also there's another similar story, one lady, she was too attached to her body, you know, then cannot let go. Then after she died, then there's the, you know, snake, you know, take rebirth snake, you know, like that. So there's many, many stories like that. Then you're clinging to your relative or friend, this and that. Then you die with this attachment. You know, you take like hungry ghost or like ghost realm, you know, that kind of rebirth, you know. So Buddha mentioned that.
为什么这样讲呢？我们死亡的时候不应该有起这种执着，减除执着的心理。因为最好在那个时候呢，我们如果有很多资产，不无论你的身边的财产呢财务有多少呢，其实呢如果做妥善的安排啊，你可以把它捐献给慈善机构啊，做慈善啊，或者把它捐给三宝。因为通常我们对我们的就尤其在死亡发生的时候，我们的问题就是我们对一些东西啊会产生很强烈执着的心理啊，尤其对我们的财物啊，我们放不下，或者我们放不下我们的孩子啊，或放下我们的亲友啊，所以呢我们就以这种深重很深重执着的那种心啊，那种深重执着的心呢就死掉了。这样死掉会有什么问题呢？它会把我们推入三恶道，他把我们推入三恶道。这些在佛陀在佛经里面都曾经讲过，所以在你看佛经都有很多这类的故事。比如说呢，佛就说了一个僧人的故事。这个僧人呢，对他的那个托钵，他们托钵求医吃东西的，每天托钵那个钵，他很执着。那个僧人呢，什么东西都没有，这托钵还这样执着。结果他死去的时候，应该他托钵很执着，结果他就投身到恶道里面了，投身到这个托钵里面了。这跟动物啊什么之类的，生恶道，投身到托钵里面去了。但同样的，有一个 有个另外一个故事说，有一个女子呢，她对自己的身体啊感到很执着，我身体多么好看之类的，所以她放不下。死亡的时候她放不下，因为她很执着于拥有这样的身体，很骄傲的身体，所以死亡的时候呢，她就堕落到这个三恶道，变成一条蛇了。这里还有很多很多很多的故事，比如说有人呢对自己的亲友啊死亡了放不下，自己的亲戚啊自己的朋友啊亲友亲人啊朋友，结果呢死亡发生的时候他投生到恶鬼道去了。
So like that, you know, it's really important not to cling, you know, grasping under any object, you know, time of the death, you know, soIt's important.
所以在死亡那一刻发生的时候呢，我们应该避免产生这种执着的心理，不应该去执着任何一种外境。
No, that. So, of course, how much you cling, you cannot bring it. You know, so not possible. You know, how much you attach, you cannot take with you. You know.So this is the reality. So must understand that, you know, then not cling on the object, you know.
所以有一点我们必须明白的，就是说，不论我们对任何一个外境有的执着有多么的深、多么的重的，那个东西呢，我们其实都带不走的。在死亡发生时，我们一样东西都带不走。
So I don't know. That's what I see. Some the Taoist tradition, you know. After they die, then they give what car or what house,
paper car,
or pawn. You know what they like. You know they make some kind of this and give to them. You know, now they think maybe take together with them. You know, but I don't know whether they can take or not. I'm not sure.
所以呢，在新加坡你可以看到，其实一个道教的那种仪式啊，就是在丧礼的时候啊，他们通常会烧一些车子啊，一些屋子大屋子啊，然后烧一些 iPhone 啊，给那死去的人啊，画啦，就是尤其是那些人生前喜欢的东西啊，他们都烧给他们了。可是是。听不就讲，他不大肯定了。这死掉人可以收得到这些东西吗
？So anyway, so so like that. So my point is that in the time of that don't cling, you know, any object. This is something we all have to wear of that. You know, clinging then no good result. Don't cling. You know, anyway you cannot carry. Don't cling on that. Make offering or charity. You know then.Relax your mind, focus your practice, you know, then you have good reward.
So, 呢最重要的点就是当死亡发生的时候呢，我们对万事万物，就万缘了，全部都要不执着，那全部都要放下了。而放下最好呢，你怕自己很执着的话，就赶快在死亡要讲好哦，把全部东西呢全部都捐给慈善啊，或者是供养给三宝啊，就捐出去或供养出去。在死亡发生，你就没有什么东西可以给你牵挂了。在死亡发生的时候呢，你的心呢就可以很放松了。因为全部都放掉了嘛，很放松，这样你就可以专注于你的平常的修行啊。如果你能放下，然后专注你的修行的话，这样它结果就是你一定会得到很好的来生。
So like that, so that also important in daily life. You know that happen time of death or not, also entirely dependent on your life. You know how much you make offering, how much you give charity. So must practice that.Much as possible, you know, familiarize with that practice, you know, accumulate marriage, you know, much as possible, you know, charity or offering, whatever you feel comfortable, you know, much as if we can, do much as possible.
虽然其实不能等到死亡发生的那一刻了，其实在我们平常来活着的时候，在我们的日常生活中呢，我们就可以做这样的供养啊，或者做这样的捐给慈善啊，其实我们的东西我们可以用来一部分用来做慈善或者做供养，就看我们的能力了，我们能做多少就做多少，让我们这样的去修啊，这其实就是会更好。
So idea is that, you know, so creating virtuous karma, reducing attachment, anger, so this is the idea, you know, power of the seed is about that.
所以呢，我们平常呢，在日常生活中呢，应该积极的去积累我们的善业，然后尽量的减轻我们的贪嗔痴等烦恼。哎，这样的话呢，就是所谓的我们讲的白发种子力了。
So then the power, I think the next power of the prayer, you know, I think one is
power of prayer.
Prayer, yeah. So what do you call? Then again, of course, in daily life, of course, you know, making offering, you know, purification, that practice.Important, then also make a strong prayer, you know, all the time, you know, may able to do this practice, you know.
所以另外一个种子力呢，第二个种子力呢，在这也是所谓的发愿力或祈愿力，就是在我们的日常生活中，我们可以积极去做供养啊，做这个净化罪业的这个修行啊，然后我们要发大愿啊，愿我们能够时常的这样的去修啊。
So like that, so here, so again, you know, making offering prayer, you know, make prayer like especially this lifetime.And able to practice, you know, so such as, you know, offering practice, purification practice, you know, reducing attachment, reducing anger, you know, able to do that. Not only that, even I die, you know, time of the death, also you make strong prayer, you know, even the part of time, you know, may I able to practice this, you know, making offering, purification practice, you know,reducing attachment, anger, even part of time I may able to do that, make prayer. Then life to life, life after another, you know, making prayer, I may able to do this, accumulate merit, purify negative karma, so that may reducing attachment, reducing anger, you know, making strong prayer, you know. So it's very, very important, you know.
所以我们的祈愿力呢，其实呢，就是在我们的日常生活中呢，我们可以积极的去做供养啊、净化、修行啊、发大愿呢，愿我们这一生呢，都能够精进的去修行啊，能够减轻啊我们的贪啊、痴啊、痴啊等烦恼。就算在死亡的那一刻哈，我们也能发大愿，在死亡发生的时候，在我们一个发大愿，我懂我死了，现在我愿我生生世世啊，都能够继续精进的修行啊，继续。不断的修行，就算那时候死亡已经发生了，你进入你的中阴身，那在中游的时候，你还没有投到下一生的时候，在你中游的中阴身，你也应该继续发愿，愿我生生世世都能精进的去修行，来生无修行，来生来生再精进去，不断的修行，不断的减轻我的贪嗔痴啊等业和烦恼，这一点呢是非常重要的。
So like that, you know, making strong prayer to Buddha, you know. So like, may able to do this practice. Please bless me, you know. So like, also then able to meet right condition, you know. Always having this good companion, you know, good condition. Able to practice that, you know. Please, Buddha, Guru Buddha, please bless me. You know, that's the power of the prayer, you know. Making single-pointed prayer.Is another important.
So 后呢，这强有力的发愿，这强有力的发愿呢，我们可以想，哦，请给我加持啊，让我得到圣法，圣法修行圣法的啊因缘呢啊，上师啊、佛啊、法啊、僧啊、三宝啊，请不断的加持我啊，让我生生世世能得到啊修法的因缘啊，不断的去修啊，去亲。所以，我们这样一心啊，一心很诚心的这样子去发愿，啊、这一点呢是非常重要的。
So then, so here, so then, that is the part of the prayer, is that.
So, 这就是发愿力了，或起愿力。
All like that. So then, next is the part of the antidote. I don't know, maybe it can be that. Yeah.
抛远记录。
Yeah.
下一个种子呢，就是对治力。
So here, so we talked before, you know, all the problem come from our mind. All the suffering came from our mind. You know, because of attachment, because of anger, you know. So then again, you look deeply where all this attachment coming from is the clinging on the self, self-grasping, you know. Because of that, attachment arises, anger arises.And all the delusion arises, then create karma, then we suffer, you know.
So, 那个对治力呢，以前其实已经开始过了。所以，我们这一生呢，所面对的痛苦啊，所面对的问题呢，其实它从哪里来呢？其实来自我们的内心的，因为我们的内心呢有烦恼。什么烦恼呢？就贪嗔痴的烦恼。这贪嗔痴的烦恼，比如说贪执，它会引起我们强烈的执着，尤其是由我这个爱我的心啊所起的强烈执着，这样它就推动我们，推动我们去做什么呢？去造恶业。但造了恶业之后呢，因果就来了，所以我们就会感受到痛苦。
说来的说。So like that, so you look deep down, you know, so many all the problems coming from the clinging on the self, you know, self-grasping. You know, then, of course, because of that, we're clinging on our body, clinging on our mind. You know, so because of that, all the suffering start from there. So therefore, so then, look at the self.What is self? You know, looking at the self, you know, within the body, within the mind, you know, when you meditate, then you are not able to pinpoint the I or self, you know.
深深入的去分析了。因为究竟这个问题啊，我们感到我们所面对的痛苦啊，或者我们有这个烦恼，它的根源在哪里啊？都让你去找找找。因为其实呢，是因为我执对我这个执着所产生的执着什么呢？执着于我们这个身体啊，执着于我们的这个心啊。所以呢，因为有了这个执着呢，所以我们就产生了痛苦，这跟着痛苦就出现了。所以你要找这个我们强烈执着这个我受到痛苦，这个我到底在哪里？但你从你的身体去找，从头找到脚，找到你的心，找。但你如果这样去修的话，去进入这关系的话，你去看，哎，这个我到底在哪里？在手，在脚。其实你找了整天都找不到。
So like that. So here, so meditating on that, you know. So looking at the self, you know, what we used to believe, you know, something solid, you know.I there. So then when you look with your wisdom, then you are not able to pinpoint. Then there's no such thing to grasping on that. No? So then you are able to, that will disappear, the self-grasping, when you understand that.
So, 如果你这样的去观修的话，去找我的话，这个我呢，你在你的日常中觉得，哎呀，这个我啊，是很实质的、很实有的存在。这个我， 在你去找找找找，你用智慧去观察，诶，却找不到这个实有的这个我，所以这个你执着身上执着这个我却找不到，所以你还执着什么呢？所以你还执着，就如果你你这样去做的，你执着那一刻呢就不见了。
So that, so that's the power of the what you call
antidote.
Oh, power of the antidote is about, you know, so to reduce the self-grasping, you know, destroy the self-grasping. So meditating on emptiness.When you meditate while in emptiness, then you are able to destroy the self-grasping. So that is the root of the samsara, root of the suffering. No.
所以呢，这个对治法呢，指的就是帮助就去修这个帮助我们减轻执着的方法。那减轻执着的方法呢，就是去修这个空。当你在修这个空，在这个空性中之空性的时候呢，你就发现了这执着呢，其实啊都找不到，它就不见了。这样这个执着呢，让你深陷呢、啊、在轮回之中啊跳不出来的这个根源呢，在空性之中呢消失的无影无踪了。
So like then, I don't know the penbe top. I think that must be the power of intention, maybe.And some power of intention. Yeah.
Power of intention.
I think so.
如果执意的话呢 ，power intention 应该是作意力。可是呢，这里呢，应该是安迪讲的牵引力。
It's all. I mean, almost similar to prayer of power. Almost similar to that. So here, you know, very strong intention. You know, especially time of the death.Making very strong intention, you know. So this life's going to disappear, but time of death, you make very strong single point intention, you know. So then make strong intention, even though my part of time, you know, time, part of time, I able to practice, you know, whatever you're practicing before that, in able to, same path, able to in part of time, you know, creating marriage, purifying negative karma, orreduce attachment, anger, you know, whatever your goal is that, you know, or developing loving kindness. Even the part of the time I may able to do that, you know, making strong intention. I mean, it's almost similar to power of the prayer, you know, but it's more stronger here, you know.
所以呢，这个牵引力指的呢，其实是和起愿力或发愿力是相似的尤其是在死亡发生的时候呢，我们要从内心的升起的深重啊，很强有力的去作意。怎样作意呢？我的这一生已经来到尽头了，所以我的发心很坚定的发心了，这一心啊要继续的去修行啊，就算是我在中阴身的时候，我也要积极的去修行啊，积极的去积累这个福德资粮，积极的去净化我的业障啊，减轻我的贪嗔痴啊。就不管你的修行目标是什么了，如果你的修行目标是哦，我要修炼我的慈心啊，让我慈心能遍及所有的众生。就根据你的修行的目标呢，在中阴身呢，你也积极的去修，就把你先专注你的心。就专注于你这个修行，这个就叫做牵引力。
So like that, you know, part of the time, then life to life, you know, able to practice that, you know. So making very strong intention there, you know.
所以呢，你发起的深重的心啊，就一心作意，我生生世世都要精进的去修行。
So power of intention is extremely important. You know, you have very strong intention, and of course, your mind goes that direction. You know, so it is very powerful. Intention is extremely important because your whole goal is that. So your mind will go that direction. So that means you are going that direction. You know.
所以呢，这个牵引力呢是非常重要的。只要你一心作意哈，一心作意，发觉这心中的心作意，你要去修行的话，这样它就会指引你的心呢，根据那个方向前进。
Okay, so then I think the last one is power of familiarization. Yeah, could be that.
所以最后一个力呢，这个力量呢，就是串习力。
So that means, as I mentioned before, whatever you're practicing, you know, always familiarize that. So mean daily practice, you know. Same practice, repeating, you know. So that comfortably, you know, mix with your mind, you know. So familiarize that, you know, again and again in the mind. So such as creating virtues, reducing negative karma, reduce attachment, reduce anger, you know. So like that. So you do, you know, familiarize in your mind. So that means daily life, you know, you become your habit of that. Make your habit to that.
这个练的喘息，就已经开始过了。这喘息你指的是什么呢？就是我们每一天的功课了。我们讲每一天的功课，在每天功课的就是每天都要去修，就不断的熟悉，让你心能够熟悉啊。所以每天呢，你都重复、重复这样的功课。可是你重复，你不会感到很厌倦，你重复你感到很开心的这样去修，这样你觉得哎，很自然，你舒服的修了你修这个修法哈，这个方法你很舒服，所以你不断的去修，但你将这个法呢融于你的心。 就你的法和心呢是合一的，这样你就很自然的，比如说去造善业啊，然后去减轻你的恶业啊，减轻你的贪嗔痴啊，这变成一种习惯了。这法和你的心和你习惯呢变成习惯，所以在日常生活中不断的去练习，我们叫串习啊，佛教叫串习，这样养成一种习惯。
Okay, that's the power.
Okay, 这武力就讲完了。武力啊，有了这武力就很有力量，不是没有力啊。So,
Amala, thank you for asking question. Otherwise, I won't talk that. You know.
So, Kim, 就谢谢阿玛拉问这个问题，要不然的话，他就不会讲到这个武力。So
that's why good to ask question. You know, it's good to ask questions. Something you think important, I want to know, then must ask questions.
如果你觉得你有问题，那问题对你来讲很重要的话，你要问啊，提出来了哈。
Because I don't know what you really want to know.
因为Kim就讲不知道你到底要想要知道些什么了。
So I like the question. People sincerely ask questions, want to know something from the heart, then you ask. That's very helpful. Yeah.
<笑>所以Kim就讲他很喜欢啊，就是让好像阿玛拉这样提出来问题啊，因为他很虔诚的提出这个问题，因为这是他想要修的，他想要知道的那个方法。这样阿玛拉讲谢谢大家，他要和大家分享，要和大家也共修啊，所以你们也要修啊，不只他修而已，<笑>他修无力，你们也要修无力。
Okay, so like that, then of course there's the end, that's the, one second, I complete last sentence. So then, you know, the, so this talk about the five power, you know, time of the death, of course, you know, you think you're going to die, then also like that, recommend, like sleep, you know, what go, reclined Buddha or sleeping Buddha, whatever, you know, passing period, parinirvana, like that, you know, in the life, what go, right side, you know, then it mentioned with your ring finger, you know, close the right nostril like that. So then, like lying Buddha like that, you know, with the five power gun, yeah, you with meditation, five power, let go everything, you know, then, you know, then how Buddha passed away, went to Nirvana like that, that kind of keeping in the mind, you know, thinking of the Buddha. Then you lie down like a sleeping, you know. So like that, they recommend like that. Then, okay. Then you die in sleep, like that. So I teach that. You die with this.
像这个武力呢，是指，尤其指。 重要的很重要的时刻，就是指死亡发生的时候了。但平常也要需要这武力。就当死亡要发生的时候，你自己知道，哎呀，我的时间到了，啊，我 玩完了，这声玩完了。所以呢，他就介绍到说，到时候你应该怎么样，以怎样的姿势，就好像你看那个睡佛的姿势，他躺住，其实那个叫狮子姿，狮子姿，对 ，lion posture 对吗？啊，狮子的姿态。我不懂狮子睡觉是不是这样的吧？汉字是狮子啊，但你躺在你的右边，狮子躺在右边，然后用你的这个什么食指啊，无名指要挡住你的一个对，然后这样睡，躺在一边这样侧着睡，然后呢，你就那时候你就修这个武力，然后放下所有的一切。就好像佛啊进入大涅槃的那个睡姿，然后这时你就可以意念佛，当然你可以意念任何一个一尊佛和你的自己的本尊的等等，然后躺下来呢就好像睡觉那样睡去了，就好像在睡梦中死亡了，哎呀醒不来了。
So like that remembering the Buddha, you know, how Buddha practice, how Buddha showed the aspect ofdying like that, you know, showing respect, you know, then similarly that remembering that also, you know, dead impermanent, remembering that, no clinging for anything, including your body, you know, nothing clinging, then just relax, like going to bed like that, you know, when you go to bed, you don't cling so much, you're going to bed like that, you know, then that's the, how to die is about that.
所以呢，当死亡发生的时候呢，就是我们要以这样的姿势然后最好了，然后我们可以意念佛，意念佛讲什么，不是观想佛啊之类的，当然这个也是意念佛，我可以想哦，佛呢这一生他是怎么修行的，那最后呢他终于呢进入这个大涅槃，这种意念佛的教导，佛陀教导我们所有的一切都是无常的，所以没有东西呢是不可以放下的，所以你就放下万缘，放下这一切，就算你自己最宝贵最珍惜的身体呢，到了这一刻你也是要放下，所以你就把全部包括你自己的身体全部放下啊，然后去睡啊，就好像你平常每天晚上睡觉的时候你是没有什么执着，就躺下去了啊，这样你就开始进入这样的去意念啊，就这样了，很简单的，也是很简单的。
That's very good, you know, like that. So whole what I'm saying, the essence is, you know, so very first one is important, you know, power of the seat is extremely important. You know, you don't have power of seat, nothing can be done. So power of seat important. So that means time of the death, while you are alive, you know, creating virtuous karma much as possible.Purify negative karma much as possible. This is extremely important. On top of that, then other power, you know, intention, prayer, you know, then antidote, you know, meditation, emptiness, you know, then those are another important part. But first is that, you know, the power of the seeds.
所以这五力之中啊，最重要的是什么呢？最重要就是第一点，第一个力量就是白法种子力。因为呢，如果我们没有白法的种子啊，就很多东西呢都不能逆转，不能成败。因为你有白法种子力的时候呢，你就会积极的去造这个善业啊，你就会积极的去净化你的罪业。这样你就有一些资粮，就有一些资粮了。当然，你能够有这个白法种子的话呢，当然你还需要其他那四力的帮忙啊，比如说你的那个清明力啊、发愿力啊、对治力啊，还有你的串习力啊，它这些呢都会帮忙你，你的种下很深、很深厚的善法、白法的种子。
Okay, so yeah, something, yeah.
李莲的这个问题呢，就是说，关于这个五力，如果我们把它放在菩提道次第，我们可以放在哪里？是放在业果这里？
That can be anywhere. You know, can be put anywhere. The powerful, small scope, middle scope, great scope. You know, mostly this come from the mind training, teaching the power. You know, related with developing bodhicitta mind. But you can put everywhere. You know, can be. I mean, this many is come from the mind training text there, especially in Tantra also, you know, like that. So, but can be related, you know, with the middle scope also.
其实如果以菩提道次第来讲呢，它可以放在任何菩提道次第的次第里面，它可以放在下士道，也可以放在中士道的修行，也可以放到上士道的修行。可是这五力呢，其实是来自寻心训练法，寻心训练法呢，尤其是怎么样升起菩提心啊，这一块里面，要从这一块里面出来的。 可是呢，这个五力的修行，就算要你放在密法的修行呢，也是适当的。So
like that, so can be related, you know, like the Pure Land practice also can be related this by power, you know, it's exactly, you know, can be related with that also, you know.
就是你把它放在这净土的修行啊，求生净土极乐世界，也是很合适的。Okay.
Yeah, one or two questions. I think the next one we talk about the 7-point mind training, huh?
那些专门来听起。Next
question, 7-point mind training. Not 7-point. Huh?
7-point cause and effect.
Yeah, that one, huh? First question was that. So I'll explain next class, okay? That one, yeah.
那先来听七重因果菩提心的，你们要下一堂课再来听。现在呢，我们时间可以多回答多一道或两道问题。那个七重因果菩提心也是安提问的，对吗？
She have two questions. I complete one. Okay, one more left.
So Kim Jiu已经回答他的第一道问题，所以接下来回答第二道问题。 She's asking about the three principal aspects of the path. Is it renunciation, bodhicitta, and right view or emptiness?
对, correct. Very important. Just able to say the word also important. You know?
是非常重要的，能够讲出来也是很重要的。你看安迪还讲得出来，不错。
Whether you know the meaning or not, another, but at least renunciation, bodhicitta, right view, you know?
Okay, Andy is asking about this three principal aspect of the power. When we talk about renunciation, that means the topics among renunciation is a precious human rebirth and death and impermanence and karma. So these are all scope that to meditate on for renunciation. And for bodhicitta, it's like something like seeing your child, your own child, falling into a fire pit. So you're like a mother, you want to save a child. So this kind of mind, we call it bodhicitta. Then she says she doesn't understand emptiness. Is it, you talk about dependent arising is empty and never in existence. So empty and never in existence is actually dependent arising.
Same thing.
对呀，你对了。
Okay, one question, not hard, another one.
Okay, so 另外一个问题。
She has so many questions, but others don't have questions, so I don't know why.
Kim 就想为什么他有这么多问题，你们其他人为什么没有问题？
What you want to know? Ask, you know, anything you want.
You pass your questions to Auntie.
Huh?
You pass all the questions to Auntie to ask.
Now you don't ask questions.
So Auntie, 你现在不要问问题，你让他们问。
Okay, yeah, yeah. Ask anything, yeah.
Yeah, Rinpoche. So my question would be on. Actually, I'm quite new.So I'd like to know how to do a visualization because it's something that I'm newly exposed to. So I just like Rinpoche to share more about that.
这位师兄的问题说他还太算是比较新啊，对佛教的新的佛教徒了啊，他还比较新，所以呢，他不知道怎么样去做观想，所以请听我们去跟大家分享怎么样的去做这个观想啊。
I mean, the best is what we do. You know, first start with breathing meditation.You know, first you start with that. You know, so idea is that, you know, that much easy for us, you know, with the breathing, you know, so you can visualize that, you know, the breath going out and coming in, you know, just when you sing that, you know, first train that, you know.
但最好的方法就是我们每次讲课之前我们做那个呼吸观啊，因为呼吸我们调匀我们的呼吸，这是最简单的最基本的一个方法，然后你呼出的时候你懂，你呼出你吸入的时候你懂，你吸入的气。
So I mean simple is that, you know, one way, like, you know, when you write big A, for example, letter big A, you know, in your roomBig A like that, you write there with colorful or whatever, you know. Red, white, yellow, the three line you can put like that, you know. Write big one. Then you come to here, then you visualize that, you know. You can visualize very clearly what you have in your room. You wrote this. When you sit down, you can visualize that clearly.
所以举个例子，都已经观想了。比如你自己的房间里面的写这个英文字母，这个 A 这个字母，然后呢，你写的时候给你一个三个颜色，这个红色、这个白色、这个黄色。但你写的时候，其实你可以看得很清楚的。所以你观想的时候，就好像你看哦，看到你画出来的东西一样的，很清楚的。我们叫明观。
So very beginning, maybe not so clear, but first you visualize the shape, A shape like that, you know. First you just get rough idea, you know, the size of A, whatever this shape, you know, in your mind. Then focus on that. Slowly you can see the white color, red color, this one, you know. And when you focus then, you can see more clear in your mind.
刚开始的时候你去观想，比如说 A 字母呢，我开始的时候你看的不是很清楚啊，那个形状都有点模糊啊，我的阿嘎阿嘎啦在那边啊，阿嘎阿嘎这样慢慢的啊，那你就看见了，哎，看到那个白色了，那个红色了，当你专注，你心有坚强那个专注力的时候，那它就变得更加清晰了。
So but visualization isSometimes more difficult because a lot of distraction, you know, between that. You know, visualize and sometimes disappear. It's much easy, you know, just focusing on mental image, like seeing this object in your mind. Not in front, but you sing like that, for example, then much more distraction is there, right, in our mind.
有些观想的时候，我们会受到一些新的 心的干扰，因为这观景文那个东西可能会不清楚，我们也看的看什么东西都看不到。这个呢，他因为观景不是看着那个事物了，不是看着那个事物，而是用你的心呢去一个新的影像的出现在你的心里。
So like that, but we have to try, you know, bring back your mind, it will disappear, you know, then again some distraction come, then again focus, bring back your mind to the object, that, such as A, you know, like that, you know, try 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, like can be trained, you know, up to 10, 15 minutes, you know.
虽然有时候你观想出现的东西不见掉了，就你不要气馁，也不要放弃了，就再把那个观想的东西给找回来哦。这样找回来，有时候它出现，也会受到干扰了。可是你又把它拉回来，它不见掉，它再拉回来。这样你观想的东西叫你观想的东西，我们叫对境，或者叫外境，叫对境了。所以你就把你的心专注于哦，我们就叫缘念于外境。原因这个外境，这么开始的时候可能会不清掉再回来，但慢慢比较好了，可能会有3分钟停在3分钟4分钟，慢慢你就可以拉长的时间，你训练自己啊，慢慢的每天训练在5分钟，那过后就可以延长到10分钟15分钟。
So like that, so a similar idea what I'm saying, just an example like that, so the similar idea, you know, like you want to meditate Buddha Shakyamuni, then first thing isLook the picture or a statue with your eye, you know, look at that clearly, you know, how he sits, you know, eye, nose, everything, you know, first look with your eye, you know, like taking picture, you know, like by camera like that, you know, within your eye, clearly, you know, take picture in your eye, you know, then close your eye, then see that image, you know, I dash that.Whether you can see exactly like that or not, you know.
同样的道理，比如说我们观想，不要讲 A， 先讲我们观想的对境啊。观想境是本师释迦牟尼佛。就你在观想之前，其实你要先看一看本师释迦牟尼佛的照片，或看看那个佛像啊，本师释迦牟尼佛像，看看清楚哦。这是他的头，这是他的眼睛，他的鼻子这样的啊。这样好像用眼睛看，就是把你的眼睛当作照相机拍照，然后呢，你要去观想啊，不要看了，然后放在观想。不进来再看看照片呢，再看那个佛像，再看看，要看得很仔细、很清楚啊。
So like that, so the important is that, you know, person must get the correct object, the size, image, whatever you want to visualize, must fix in your mind what is really suitable for your mind. Size, color, cannot change again and again, you know, make sure you choose one. Then try that object, you know, visualize, you know, again and again. Then we can make it like an example, you know, like that you can visualize Buddha clearly in your mind.
当你做这个观想的时候呢，你要训练你的心能观想的时候，你不可以每次都换啊，你要观想的东西，今天释迦牟尼佛、阿弥陀佛，不可以的。你的观想对境要定下来，包括它的大小和、那个形象大小。要定下来，它的颜色也不可以换颜色，今天白色明天红色，颜色也要定下，全部东西要定下来，不可以换的。这样你就不断的这样去修去观想哦，那我不进来再把它拉回来，但一直观想，就好像你讲我们讲那个 A 这样，你可以看得很清楚。这样过了一段日子呢，这个佛像就会在你的心识里面哦，很清楚的显现，很清晰，每个细节很清晰。这样我们就叫做明观。
So like that, okay?、Yeah.
啊，就这样吧。我祝你成功。
yeah, one or finish.New one, some new question, new one.
其他人有没有新的问题？ 今天是问与答。空性的封印功德。哦，忘了。He's asking about these questions that Zobar Rinpoche has explained. I think she wants clarification. So when we accumulated merits, when we do dedication, we must seal it with emptiness. So can Kim Rinpoche elaborate on this? What do you mean by seal your merits when you do dedication with emptiness?You should support me, Jason. I, the person who can rest, is empty of their resistance, and the empty resistance, I accumulate this marriage, is empty of their resistance, dedicated to sentient beings, all sentient beings is empty of their resistance, and they will be empty of their resistance.
You understand? He already said.
Yeah, you should support me, Jason, when he does dedication with us. Right.I, the person who is empty of existence, accumulate this merit, which is empty of existence, dedicate to all sentient beings who are also empty in their own existence.
So one is that, you know, dedication is...one of the important, you know, at the end. And so whatever you collect merit, then should dedicate, you know, to the full enlightenment, become cause to enlightenment, you know, to achieve enlightenment, you know, should dedicate this.
当我们做积累一些功德，我们做回向的时候，为什么讲回向非常重要呢？因为它是让我们未来证得佛的果位的因。
So like that. So when you dedicate your merit, you know, become cause to enlightenment. So, one of the sutra said by Buddha, you know, it's like when you dedicate, then like, you know, one drop of water putting inside the ocean like that. You know, even you a small merit, but you dedicate, then like,equal to putting one drop of water into the ocean. You know, the drop of the water is always there remain until the ocean remain. So same idea, when you dedicate to enlightenment, then your merit will be there until you achieve enlightenment. So never exhaust it like that.
虽然说讲回向功德这么重要的，我们讲回向功德呢，就你所那时候你所积累的功德，就成为你将来呀成佛的因了，就好像种下了一颗种子，成佛的种子。但是说你积累的功德就好像一滴水，在你把这一滴水呢放进了大海洋，就佛的大海洋里面。如果你有做回向的话，因为呢这滴水呢永远会留在大海里面，除非大海的每一滴海水都干掉，就直到大海的每一滴海水都干掉，要不然呢你那个滴水呢是永远在那边的。所以当你做回向，有做回向的话，你积累功德，有做回向的话，你的这一丁点功德呢就会留在成佛的功德里面，直到你成佛，所以它永远呢都不会不见掉，所以这就是回向的重要。
So like that in the one Buddha Sutra mentioned that, you know, should dedicate any merit you collected, dedicate cause to enlightened. You know, so then until you achieve enlightened, merit will be there. You know, you won't disappear.
所以在佛经里面呢，他要讲到我们所积累的任何的福德功德，我们都应该把它回向将来成就佛果， 所以如果呢我们这样回向的话呢，我们所积累的功德呢，直到我们成佛呢，都不会不见，都不会消失，所以这么功德不缺。
Also like that. So on that but here again of course on that quotation, same quotation, then many scholars have different explanation on that. You know, the Buddha's quotation there. So then many scholars, so they recommend best whatever we create merit, dedicate in enlightenment, then seal with emptiness. Then it doesn't destroy your merit by anger. If you don't seal with anger, seal with emptiness, then when anger arises, then your merit will be destroyed. You know, so the quotation, you know, scholar explain means that, you know, they explain in that way.
那同样的，在这个佛经啊、诸处的经典里面，然后解释这佛经的经典里面呢，很多的佛教学者或成就者，他们有不同的解释。他们的建议是，当我们积累一些功德，把回向给将来证得佛的果位的时候呢，我们以空性智慧呢，去把它封印。因为如果你没有以空性智慧去封印的话呢，这样将来或者是你一些烦恼升起，很强烈的烦恼升起啊，你升起这个大嗔心的话，这嗔心会烧掉你所积累的这些功德、这些福德。
Okay, so that's the idea. So that's what Rinpoche is explaining about that, you know, seal with emptiness at the end, you know.Seal with emptiness in this way, then anger doesn't destroy your merit.
So, 呢，这是润不缺的那个解释。所以，如果呢，你回向的时候，你有这个空性去封印的话呢，这样呢，将来就算你的烦恼升起，你有这个大乘心的话，它的大乘心呢，也不能摧毁你的这个根本。根本上
So I guess the seal with emptiness means, you know, so the the merit you have collected, you know, look at that merit, doesn't exist from one side, you know, just merely leveled by the mind, looking at that merit. Then, where you dedicate to enlightenment. So,The enlightenment, you look at that also, doesn't exist from your own side, merely leveled by the mind. Who dedicate? You dedicate yourself. When you look at yourself, also same. You know, doesn't exist from your own side, merely leveled by the mind. You know, so these three things, you know. Then you dedicate for other sentient beings, benefit other sentient beings, look at the sentient being, also same, you know. Doesn't exist like that. So,looking at the reality, you know, a dedication, object, yourself, sentient beings, all empty, you know, so when you meditate on that, you know, so that's the sealing with emptiness, I think, means that, I think, yeah.
为什么讲是用空性封印呢？因为我们所积累的这福德，我们积累什么福德？其实你去细心的去分析的福德，它不是自方有的，它也这个福德也是由心去假名安利，去心去施舍的，它不是自信有的，也不是自方有的。所以你把这个福德呢，不是自信有的福德呢，你把它回向到将来成佛，这佛的果位，这个佛啊，你也是去找，也是不能找出来，它也不是自方有的，它也不是自信有的。这你是谁去回向的呢？回向这个人呢，你自己对吗？你自己这个我也不是自方有的，也是心呢去施舍假名安利而成立了这个我。 所以你可以看到呢，就你所回向的这个福德，你所回向成福德的那个究竟的佛的果位，这个外境，还有你所回向的这个人呢，你自己啊，这三方面的，他们都不是自方有，也不是自性有，都是由心去假名安立去施舍的。所以这三样东西呢，我们叫三轮体空。这三轮体空，你这样，对你做回向的时候，你这样去思维，这样然后去做回向的话，我们就叫做以空性封印。
Okay, so like that. So, I mean, it's mentioned in the text, and anger is very powerful to destroy the merit, you know. Even you collect so much merit, you know, when anger arises in mind, you put so much effort to collect merit, then 1 second, strong anger arises, the merit is destroyed, you know.
所以呢，在经典里面讲的这个嗔心啊，特别提到这嗔心，那嗔心是很可怕的，因为嗔心如果很强烈的话呢，它会摧毁掉你所积累长劫所积累的功德啊。只要你花了很长的时间啊，长劫不断的去积累这个功德的福德，只要你嗔心很强烈，嗔心一升起，在那个一秒钟里面。几秒钟啊，一秒钟就可以把你长久的积累的功德全部给摧毁掉了。所以华语他讲，一把嗔怒火烧掉整个功德林。
So like that, you know, so accumulate merit so difficult, you know, destroy so easy, you know. So like that. So therefore, you know, must seal with emptiness, you know.
所以呢，我们可以很清楚地看到，去积累这个福德，你花了多少时间、多少力气，是多么难的，历经困难才积累这个福德资粮。可是呢，只要诚心一起啊，很轻易的，一下子全部你所积累的功德都被摧毁到完了。所以呢，这就为什么我们在做回向的时候，我们一定要以这个空性来封印。
Okay, all like that. Okay, we stop today. Huh?
So, 今天就讲到这里。
Oh yeah.
Oh, 所以等一下你们回向的记得要以空性封印。
What?
No, remind them to seal it with emptiness when they do dedication of
thoughts. Oh yeah, yeah.
哦，你喜欢你是这个是加油的你哦。加油的
you don't have anger, then okay, no need to seal.
但如果你没有嗔火的话，这样你就不用担心。好。Next Sunday don't have lesson.
I don't know what I have.
Next Sunday don't have, according to SMS, for Chitamani, Tarapu, and Guru Puja also.Tara Puja and Guru Puja.
Okay.
下个星期天没有课，因为下个星期天，我们是要做这个杜母法会，然后3:30的时候是我们做上师供，因为下个星期天刚好是藏历25是我们做上师供的日子。啊，这3:30是上师供。Taro is 9:00 to 3:00，就早上9:00到下午3:00，我们做杜母法会，啊，庆祝尊者生日。22号。星期四是我们庆祝尊者生日，在晚上七点半，我们有那个佛陀和16阿罗汉的法会，就庆祝尊者达赖喇嘛生日，是7月5号星期四在这里，然后7月8号星期天我们。 早上九点到下午三点是度母法会，然后三点半是上师供，所以我们的课要到后个星期。哦，可是你们下个星期也可以来了，那九点就到了，要更早了。星期四也可以来参加我们的释迦牟尼佛和十六阿罗汉的法会，不过他们是用英语念的。
Okay. To dedication.
Okay. 现在我们用三轮体空封印，我们念这个回向。哦，要记得32念，愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心，为生令其速生起，以生令其不退转，辗转三上恒滋照。34念，勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是。未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向。正如一切三十善士佛所赞种种回向中最甚，未行普贤行我亦如是，将此善根个个皆回向。所以我们星期四星期天见。